profound and careful an examination of my life as you want. Because I have to stand not only before God, but I have to stand before you as one examined and found worthy. Another thing we learn from this is the ugliness of hypocrisy. I don't know that there's anything uglier than hypocrisy. When you study the Gospels in particular, you have this dominating group of people called Pharisees. And they are the ugliest people, I think, in the New Testament. They're worse than the pagan Gentiles who want to kill the preachers of the gospel, who chase Paul. It's the hypocritical Pharisees who were so religiously self-exalting and hated the Lord Jesus Christ, God Himself in their midst. There's nothing as ugly as spiritual hypocrisy. And the world has a right to be outraged at this. The church should be outraged. In fact, I was kind of surprised that when you never know because you get media reports of all kinds, but when this fall happened to the pastor over there in Colorado, the first few comments were, well, we love him, and we want to restore him, we know he's human, and wait a minute. There's a time for all of that. But the first and initial response should be the same response, at least, that the world had. And what was the world's response? What did they say? What a hypocrite. What a phony. But the homosexual prostitute says, I had to do the noble thing. Very select nobility. I had to do the noble thing and expose him for being a hypocrite. And there was outrage over this hypocrisy. And the church runs in and says, we want to restore him. We want to love. There needs to be outrage over the horrific ugliness of spiritual hypocrisy. And it isn't that you hate the hypocrite. It's that you hate the one who pretends to give honor to Jesus Christ and when truly discovered brings massive reproach upon his name. Hypocrisy is the ugliest of things in the religious world. And we see it again in a situation like this. Another lesson to think about, time for a couple more, is that the power of the gospel